Out and about in Western agriculture. The Farm Service Agency is hitting as many field days as possible to spread the word about a big change in crop insurance policies. District Director of the FSA, Chris Keeler, stopped by a recent almond meeting to inform growers of an important change to crop insurance.
Yeah, there's a new requirement. It was part of the most recent farm bill that affects crop insurance recipients. Basically, all crop insurance recipients who have a subsidized premium will be required to certify compliance with the conservation compliance provisions of the Farm Bill. And by that, we mean that they're not draining wetlands and that they're not annually tilling highly erodible land. So it's a fairly simple process. They have to make a certification. There is some grandfathering provisions for crop insurance people that the date is to February in 2014. So if they haven't drained wetlands after that point in time, they should be in compliance. But they have to certify to that effect on a form and submit it to the Farm Service Agency office so that the database can be coded correctly.
Keeler says the change will affect a lot of policies in California.
You know, in the Central Valley, there's, you know, from the oranges, pistachios, almonds, walnuts, the grape folks. I mean, we have a large number of growers that are impacted by this that aren't your traditional USDA program participants. We figure somewhere between 6 and 10,000 folks up and down the Central Valley should be coming in our doors to certify with this conservation compliance.
The deadline to get certified is fast approaching, and Keeler is asking everyone to help spread the word and contact your local FSA office if you need help.
June 1st is the deadline to have these certifications in place, and so crop insurance folks need to make sure they get that in there. And if they have affiliates in their partnerships or corporations or farming entities that also farm separately, those folks would have to also certify compliance.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.